Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't gonna do it, but I already did it. So what? Hey, this Kale's caller, we on, sis? Hey, this Kale's caller, right? I'm in the right place, right? Yeah, baby. We gonna get to all that, y'all. I just felt it necessary to aggravate a couple of folks a little bit more by starting the show out with my fight song. Yeah, that about, yeah. And you know, it's crazy because I just realized last night, Lady T, I have to pick a song that doesn't say the old name. You know what I mean? So it was kind of a little bit of search for me to find the song that doesn't come with the old name, you know. That, by the way, the American Indians are petitioning, and they, as of today, Therese, have over 900,000 signatures trying to return the name to the team, because they say they feel that, and you know what? I kind of understand this point. They said that they feel as though that without their name being attached to the team, they're being wiped out of society all over again. How, I do not know. I'm not an American Indian, so I can't give you a how they feel that way, but I can understand. And not just because it's my team's old name, but because you think about it, the way that they were treated and tried to have their race erased, you know, I can understand how some of them would feel that way. So that's another story for another day. We're gonna keep y'all up on that. But anyway, yeah. I ain't got all off track. Come on. How was the weekend,
baby?
How blessed was that weekend, man?
It was blessed.
That's what's up.
Blessed.
How did the pop-up go?
Oh, it was good. Hi, I'm glad that you said that TNT Fashions came out on top again. Thank you very much for all the support. I really appreciate it. We're doing another pop-up for the kids, though. This one's going to be for the kids. It's going to be September the 10th, and it's going to be on Allentown Road, 6016 Allentown Road, between the hours of 2 and 6. We're going to be doing a pop-up for the back to school for the kids.
That's what's up.
Thank you, brother, for reminding me. Thank you.
Yeah, TNT Fashions, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. If I wasn't out grinding this weekend, because, you know, Emmanuel hit me with the, hey, you know, I go back to school next Monday. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know, I had planned on to relax this weekend and watch football all weekend and everything, but yeah, Emmanuel had other plans. So, you know, that's how since I'll be the father I am, you know, and I'm sure there are fathers out there that understand the sound of my voice. When your child say they need, everything else becomes second mission. Everything else. So I'm thankful for that. I'm glad they're going back to school. Do you hear me? We're gonna pray for these babies though in this crazy school system, y'all. You know? We're gonna have to really join as one and pray for these babies going back to school, because I've never in my life, Tree, since I graduated, said that I'm glad I'm not going back to school. I always loved that first day of school, you know, fresh haircut, fresh clothes, fresh shoes. You know, everybody looking they fresh as a fresh, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you know, that feeling would take almost a week to wear off, but I loved it. And you know, laying your clothes out the night before, you know what I'm saying? And I remember my sister having the fresh hairdo and sleeping like the sister on Friday when she didn't want to lay her head on the pillow because she won't mess her hairdo up. Yes, I remember all that. I remember all that. So great things. And you know, like I said, y'all, we got to join together for these kids going back to this school, because it's almost to the point now we don't know what these teachers are teaching our children. And we know the curriculum that they are allowing now. So we got to be sure to be on top of that, man. We have to. They need us, y'all.
That's true.
They need it.
Yeah.
You know, they definitely need us. All right, y'all. On today's Kill Corner episode, we will discuss the MLB division leaders as we are approaching cold weather baseball. And I'm trying. That's one thing I love about baseball. It's so long. Season is so long that you get a little bit of summer, spring, fall, and the winter. You know what I'm saying? All of that. So yeah, y'all, we're gonna see who doing their thing. My Betty, we know your Baltimore baseball team doing their thing. So yeah, we're gonna take time to give you your props. We will discuss the USA men's basketball team and their next opponent. Shout out to the men's team. They played a great game this weekend, and we're going to get into all of that. Hey, Lady T going to let us know who won week two of Lady T's pick. And listen, and I'm going to get country on this one, T. This for the money. This one for the money. Yeah, da, da. So yeah, we're going to see who won it and can brag that they won the first money pot for Lady T's pick, you know. And we also going to take a look at week two of the NFL preseason. You know, how are you feeling about your team? You know, with one more game in this preseason format remaining, what rookie, you know, what signings do you see actually making your squad? So you got a lot to talk about. So I want you guys to buckle up, get your beer, your water, your Kool-Aid, or your soda with everyone. Treece, you know what? I'm really starting not to like Great Fanta. But you know what I'm loving now?
What?
Peach, man. That peach. That peach is, woo. That peach is everything. I mean, I drink
Why you not be drinking soda?
I know you don't, y'all, but this for me and the soda drinker. This for us. Yeah, that. So, yeah, y'all, that, it's just something about that peach, man. Grape used to do this to me. After I drink gulps and gulps of grape soda, I used to be like, man, that's good. But
right.
The grapes don't wore off on me now. It's the peach, man. I just love that peach soda. Got that back. Yeah. All right, y'all. Enough of that crazy stuff. 563-999-3782. Text a friend, call him, and let them know Kale's Corner is in. We ready to go. Locked in, loaded. We'll be right back. I'm sorry, Lady T. Do you have
no, you
good.
No, you good. I'm with you. I was like, let's go. Let's get it.
That's what's up. We'll be right back.
Shall I say, think back,
yeah.
22 years ago to keep it on track.
Uh-huh.
The birth of a child on the 8th of October.
Like
my toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose your host, the little black boy, grows.
Yeah.
18
yeah.
years younger than my mama. But a...
Hey, will they reminisce over you? MLB baseball, y'all. Getting ready to approach the cold season. I was out there this morning at work. And the breeze was going, blowing trees. That breeze felt so good. You know what I mean? I was just like, woo, I could do this. You know what I mean? Good day. I don't mind working outside on days like today. You know, it's when it's crazy hot, raining or snowing that I have a problem
right.
with it. But, hey, money is to be made, and that's where I make it. So, hey. All right, y'all. Baltimore is leading the AL East as we speak with 77 wins, 47 losses. Baltimore doing their thing, y'all. I'm telling you, they playing that good baseball. You know what I mean? Minnesota are still leading the AL Central at 65 wins, 60 losses. Texas is leading the AL West with 72 wins, 53 losses. The AL East, the NL East, excuse me, the NL East. We have Atlanta. Man, hot in the mug, boy. Whew. Atlanta sitting at 80 and 44. 80, y'all, and 44, them Atlanta Braves. NL Central, Milwaukee, 68 and 57. NL West, we have the LA Dodgers at 76 and 47. Just to mention, Treese, your San Francisco Giants are 65 and 60, second in the NL West. Washington, for those who want to know, we are dead last in the NL East. At 57 and 68. And let's see, the only other team really represented here are the New York Yankees at 60 and 64. Treats, I'm going to tell y'all, that Kale's Corner chat line, that joint is trouble. I'm trying to tell you. Good. I heard you jugging and messing with 57 about the Yankees and how they are now under 500 and everything. I said, boy, that man don't get a break. That man don't get a break. But then we started talking football and the old 57 came out. And I said, this is just why that Bama don't get a break. So I look at these standing streets, and I tell you, between Baltimore and Atlanta, it's still looking like they are beelining to the World Series. Stills looks as if those guys are beelining to the World Series. And my hats off, you know. Them guys are doing what they're supposed to do, you know. It seems as if my Betty, your Baltimore Orioles, it seems as if every night they find a new brand or a new way to play ball. And so kudos to those guys, you know. My Betty said I don't give them enough props, so I'm going to make sure that they have all their roses right now. That Baltimore team, beside Atlanta, who is right now sporting the best record in Major League Baseball, they truly look as if they're a destined team. So, Lady T, anything you want to add to that?
No, I think you hit it on the head. Like, Baltimore is a good second runner, you know, in all of baseball. But them Braves, I don't know if it's going to be the Braves and the Orioles going to end up in the playoffs, but I know for sure that both of them are going to be in the playoffs. So
yeah.
I definitely know that for sure,
yeah.
Because that's what their record is saying, that, and it's been saying it all year. So I don't see them losing momentum, not unless somebody get hurt. Well, it can't be even if one person get hurt. I can't see them losing momentum. It has to be a slew of them, like two or three, four, five of them get hurt at one time, and then everybody go out at the same time, just for them to not make it in the playoffs. So I definitely see all both of them making it in the playoffs.
Right.
Definitely.
Right. Oh. All right, let's go to the phone. What's happening, Cap?
Cap.
Hey, California family.
What's happening, Cap?
How do you
do? How is everybody?
We blessed, bro.
Yeah, you're going to bring me in early because your boys knocked me down last night.
Nah, nah, we talking baseball right now, man. I know.
I'm being funny. I'm being funny. Yeah, baseball, brother. Listen, I love October for two reasons, my birth month and baseball. Man,
right.
It's about to get crazy. It's about to get crazy. You hear me?
It's about to get crazy.
The wild card, the divisional round, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's about to be crazy.
Wait.
And that ball, man, listen, that ball gets to travel. Now, you know, in the heat of the summer, dog days of the summer, that ball travel because of the, well, depending on where you're playing at. But it's when you coming out the East Coast and it's like sometimes you get them breezy nights and that wind blowing out, and they just launching them, you know. Or you get a stiff wind. You get a stiff wind and the ball holding everything up. So now how you going to win? That's when small ball coming.
Yeah, that's when small ball kick in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's when that pitching take over. That's when that pitching
take
over. I'm excited.
And you know what? Speaking of pitching, that was the only thing, if I had anything to say about a not like or uncomfortable with Baltimore, I wish they'd have went after a Clayton Kershaw or a Matt Scherzer, you know, just somebody who can all around pick their team up, you know. We know with Matt, the bigger the game, the more emotion and the more emphasis he puts on every single pitch. So,
yes,
I mean, I just hope Baltimore has a sufficient pitching staff to get them through. You know, I just hope that they do, you know, because
I think with their pitching, even if they don't have the pitching, they got offense, like people would come up with bats to put the ball in play, for, you know, for the small ball like they've been doing all year. Because for real, who are their pitchers? All year,
you know,
who are their pitchers? You know what I mean? Like, who are they? Can you name them? You can't even name them. You know what I'm saying? So they don't have no real big name pitchers, but they get the job done. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so they play as a unit. Like, they play as a whole unit. Everybody just do their own job. Everybody just do their job. And that's how they've been getting these wins.
But you know
what,
Lady T?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What I was going to say was,
Lady T, baseball and the playoffs is like basketball playoffs. And, in basketball, all year, running gun up and down, right? When they get to the playoffs, it's half court. There ain't no run up and down. And baseball playoffs, runs are sometimes hard to score by. So you got to have that pitching. You got to have that deep ball. You got to have three, four arms so every night. So we're going to see.
Go ahead, Kim. They better get it together.
I feel that's a unique advantage for Baltimore because teams can't just come in and concentrate on one aspect of their game. You got to play Baltimore full, and you know my baseball people know what I mean. You have to be prepared for anything. One night it may be the home runs. One night it may be defense. The next night it may be pitching. The next night it may be small ball. You know, singles and doubles all around the ballpark. So, you know, I think that's a unique advantage for Baltimore, just in my opinion, because teams won't know who they're going to get. And then take it a little further, they can start out with the small ball, get two, maybe three runs, and then the pitching shuts you down. So, I mean, it's a lot of ways that this Baltimore team and Atlanta can hurt their opponents as we approach the postseason. So, you know, I'm looking forward. I love, like Captain said, I love October baseball. It's just because you see a hitter goes up to the plate and you see the smoke steam coming out of his mouth because it's cold out there. It makes you appreciate exactly what these guys do. You know, a foul ball that goes off the shin, trust me, it hurts more in the winter than it does in the spring and the summer. That ball that caught that player's pinky on the end of the bat, that joker hurts more in the winter. It affects the hitter's approach. It truly affects. I think the summer and the spring, it's for hitters. But when we get into the fall and the winter, it's for the pitchers. That's just my rundown on that. That's just my rundown on that. Let's take another call. Let's go to Lou in Jersey. What's up, Lou?
Okay.
Hey, Lou.
Well, now we're really getting down to the final stretch now. But the Yankees and Mets, doesn't look that great.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
This one of their worst seasons.
Well, it's our worst season in 33 years, and it's an awful long season when New York doesn't have any baseball teams in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Everybody expected, though, the Mets to do better this year, coming off their 101-season win last year, and all of a sudden they just collapse. Well, of course, when you trade your two best pitchers, that, I think, did them in early. You know, they don't have Scherzer anymore. And, yeah, you trade your two best players, and look where you are now. Okay, you have won, like, I think, what, five out of the last six, but you're still near the bottom, and I don't think you're going to sweep Atlanta this week. No.
Okay. Not going to happen.
Cool.
But in the Yankee defense, like, I'm not even a Yankees fan, right? I'm just not. But they held the crown for so long. Like, I'm gonna go ahead and give them a pass for this year because I don't know what happened with them, how they fell off, or why they fell off.
That's easy.
Okay.
Well, that's easy.
Why they fell off?
Aaron Judge.
Tell us why.
Aaron Judge got injured and they couldn't recover from that.
Yeah.
But that's just one player. Like, y'all let one player hurt the whole team. Like, come on.
Sometimes when you lose your best player, that can take a lot out of you.
Yeah. And the Yankees were living off of Judge's home run. They were
exactly.
Living.
That's the problem.
So,
that is. But I thought maybe once he got better, you know, from his injury, I thought maybe he'd be back to being the power hitter that he was last year. Obviously, that's not been the case. And other players are getting better.
Right.
So it's been becoming a train wreck rather than a baseball team. And with that, you can't win.
Well,
unless you get the prospects to replace them, which obviously this year they haven't.
Yeah.
But like Treese just said, the Yankees, they're one of those teams that have just been in the mix so long, you can give them a pass right now. You can give them a pass right now because they've been a dominant force for so long that it's sort of like, oh, the Yankees are not going to be in the playoffs. Okay.
Good.
You know, let's just move on, you know.
But I
think they're just trying to figure it all out. Ever since Judd went down, so they're just trying to figure it out, like what lineup to use, because they're always using different lineups. So it's like they're trying to figure out what lineup to use or where to put people at and all that kind of stuff. So it's a chess game out there. Like, people don't think it's really a chess game, but it really is.
That's
a chess game.
That's what baseball is. Baseball is chess. That's what it is. Exactly.
And they're just trying to figure it out. You know, they just really, really, really trying to figure it out. So.
Yep, Yankees full of crooks.
Yeah.
The Yankees what? What did they cap? The Yankees what?
Full of pawns and rooks.
Pawns and rookies. Pawns.
Yeah. That's a great scenario. Oh. All right, let's go to Brother Tang. What it do, Tang?
Come on in here, Tang.
Oh man, what it do? Kel's Corner family. How everybody doing today? What's up, Big Bro, Lady T, Captain Lou? I hear y'all talking this baseball, man. And, I know last week I told my man, 007, that I was getting off the ship, right? But I'm going to be like that. I'm going to be, don't you know how them boats be having floats or the skis you be pulling on? I'm going to be right there for a minute for these next 14 games, man, because we play the Yankees. The Yankees then lost, what, 8 games straight. Hope they keep on losing because we start playing tonight. Then we play the Marlins. Like, our next 14 games, man, if we can come out 12-2, man, I'm going to be back up on that boat with 007, man. I ain't going to go on them next like that. I'm serious, man, because they play the Yankees, and we got like about a 7-game series with the Marlins, with the Blue Jays in between. You know, I can't put them out there right now. I can't count them out right now, man, because they doing a hell of a job, man. Then we just gave David Martinez 2 more years, and we're working on the other one to give him 2 more years. So I think they figuring something out right now. I know y'all talking about the Orioles, how they doing, and they doing great, but I just had to talk about my Nets right now because I had jumped off the ship last week on Thursday, but I'm on that boat. I'm on that boat. They pulling me with them. I can't leave right there. Huh?
You know the Marlins. Go ahead,
Cap. Say that. I'm sorry. I'm saying no, Tane. That's good because now you creating momentum for next year. That's all.
And that's true. That's true. Fact, Cap. That's fact. That's
but,
fact.
Hey, The Marlins are a division. Those are division games, so they mean the most.
I know.
So if y'all just sweep them,
I know, but,
you know, that'd be great. But they are 61-62. They are
61-62. Yeah, they are. They definitely in front of us. But what we got, like,
exactly,
about 35 to 40 games left?
I was about 30.
About that many.
Okay, so I figured, like, in this next 14 stretch, and then we play the Mets also, and I just heard everybody talking about how the Mets not doing too well. I heard Lou talking about it. But, Lou, I need your Yankees, man, to stay where they at, man. Just don't try to, you know, come out and do nothing tonight. Man, you're going to stick together with the Cowboys, but on this, we're on opposite teams right now, bro.
Just remember, we have a whole bunch of – we've been here before, and we came on through, so it can happen again. We may be down out right now, but if you recall, September 95, we were in the situation, five games for 500. We had an amazing September, and we made it to the wild card. We lost to Seattle, but we still made it. So it's not over. A lot of the naysayers, you anti-Yankee fans there, think it's over, but it's not over.
No, it's not. It's not. I know it's not over. I'm with you, 007. Y'all, you on that boat stern, and I'm on that raft behind you. Y'all pulling me, man. I'm still with y'all, though. I'm still with y'all. Don't worry about it.
You're on that little lifeboat with the little donut.
Yeah.
Gillian out.
He in the dinghy. Online and in the studio. Let's hear from him. What's up, 007?
Welcome to the Netitude Crew.
The Netitude?
On a Tuesday afternoon. What's going on?
I know that's right, bro.
What up, 007?
Hey,
I want to start off right. The Little League, that was a peaceful baseball game on Sunday night.
Yeah.
You know, seeing the kids happy. The pro about that, it was enjoyable, but I was in the Nest group, and they was like, why are the people interviewing the baseball players while they playing? I'm like, why don't y'all just enjoy? This is about the children right here. That's what that's what I was telling them. That's one. Number two, yes, I think we're gonna make a run in September and get what we need to go at. As y'all stated, Dave Martinez signed to a new contract, and I'm happy about that. That's the type of manager you need on your team that's going to fight for your team. And the Nets never had that in a long time.
Yeah, that man fights. When I say he fights, he got down on the ground and was, like, throwing dirt on everybody and kicking the dirt, and he was fighting. He was fighting for y'all. I like that. I like to see that. I mean, some managers, they can't get down on the ground like Davey Martinez, he did. They just come out there and talk trash, and then they walk back. But, Davey Martinez gave it to him. Like, he gave it to him, and then they put him out of course. But he still gave it to him.
Yeah, that's what's up. I wish I could be with Tang and 007, because the Nets are my team as well. But I don't know. I see how good they're playing right now, but 34 and 35 games is still a long time. And
37 games.
37. Thank you. It's still a long time. So it's like I don't want to count them out. I don't want to say that I don't think they're going to do anything good, but I'm on a wait and see. I'm on a wait and see with them. They're playing great baseball. I give them that. That Phillies game, when we were up 4-0 and Philly came up in the ninth and got the small ball runs and I was like, oh my goodness. But the pitcher came in and shut Philly down. And I was happy to see that. I was happy to see that. But I'm just asking myself, how much more of that do they really have in them? You know, I would love for them to have it in them, but the question remains exactly how much more of that
I think they ranked in the top five for the best record since the All-Star break, though. So they might have it in, big bro.
Yeah, that's
true. But they still fourth in the NL East. They still fourth place in the NL. They are still fourth place in the NL East.
Yeah, but I think it's only like about. But how many games are they behind, Lady T? It's only like about what, seven or eight games, or is it more than that?
Behind what? Behind what? What you mean?
Behind the Marlins. How many games they behind the Marlins?
Seven games.
Yeah, seven games.
Six games.
Six games.
Six or seven,
yeah.
Six.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we say 37 games left. I feel you, though, big bro, but I'm going to keep hoping live with
007.
I'm riding with him.
Go ahead,
hey, look, can I note something? Dela Cruz, if they do what they do right now, Dela Cruz been doing good in Harrisburg, and he moved up to the double A. So look for him come to the Nationals real soon to show off a little bit.
Okay.
Hey, correction. They are eight games behind, which is still not
eight
bad.
Okay.
You know, eight games
don't
behind.
Don't know what Tamamba needs.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm on
the
way.
Well, the Marlins are 17 behind first place, and the Nationals are 23.5. So that's like six games.
Can I know something? The Marlins and the Nets have something in common. They both won the World Series off a wild card. Won it twice.
Okay.
And that eight games is the wild card. It is the wild card. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
They're 23.5 games behind Atlanta, but they are eight games behind in the wild card. So, you know, and let's look, while we're going through this, let's look at this Yankees team and see. Okay, the Yankees are 9.5 games behind and 17 behind Baltimore. So, hey. It's a lot.
They might be 10 games back after this. They might be 10 games behind after tonight.
Let's bring Mr. Yankee.
I was going to say, bring that Yankee in there.
57.
Whoopsie.
What's up, Huckleberry?
Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
What's up, dog?
I was listening to Lou talk earlier, and I'm going to say this about the Mets. The Mets had started to disintegrate long before they traded Scherzer and Verlander. They started making mental mistakes in the field. They started making mental mistakes in the field, and they act like, you know, they just mentally they just haven't been into the season or into the game this year. Technically, they got a very good team, but they're not playing like it. As far as I agree with what Sis said, you know, we should not be dependent on Judge the whole season to carry our team because he hits home runs.
Yeah.
That's all he does is hit home runs.
Yeah.
And we've had one of those guys before. His name was Alex Rodriguez. And
hey,
we could put both of them. And I'm gonna say it like this. I'm a Yankee fan through and through. I could care less about Judd if he ain't doing nothing but hitting home runs. We can get rid of him and get us somebody that's going to give us more production than that right there. Give me 40 home runs and 2,000 hits, and I'm good. But don't you know 63 home runs and nothing else? Come on, man. You know, so.
Hey, 57, I have a question.
I ain't taking no questions. I'm just this is a...
What does that mean for Cashmere, and what does that mean for Derek Jeter?
It doesn't mean anything for Cashmere or Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter already got his. What does it mean for Boone and Cashmere? That's the thing.
That's what I'm
going
to say.
Boone needs to be gone.
That's what I'm going to say. Earn Boone. My bad. That's what I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, Boone needs to be gone because he's been the skipper of this mess for the last 5 years, and we haven't done anything yet. We should have been in the World Series, and you know, but we got a bunch of home run hitters, and we always talk about small ball. When Judd went down, we act like we were lost. We were lost. We spent all this money for A-Rod, and what did A-Rod give us for 5 years? Nothing. We went to one World Series with A-Rod, and that was Derek Jeter's World Series. Derek Jeter was up to that World Series.
2003, I remember that.
You know?
That was in 2003. Left Pedro on the mound too long. I remember that, John.
So
I just don't think one team should depend on one person like that to the point where your whole team go down if that one person go down. Like he's not worth all of that. Like he need to be an all around player. Like not only be able just to hit home runs, put the ball in play. Just at least put the ball in play. He won't even do that.
Yep. Just let you know, there's not enough leaders in the locker room.
The bullpen the Yankees bullpen is not right either. I mean, that's what win games. They don't have you know that pitcher that has the saves.
But I'm playing the manager.
Yeah, exactly. We haven't had a good pitching staff in a while. We maybe have one, two pitchers every now and then. A guy come out of nowhere and pitch a perfect game, and then the next day he pitch a perfect game 1 week, and the next week he in jail for domestic abuse. What the hell, you know?
Yeah, go figure that out.
Oh, my God.
You wrong for that.
57.
Hey, it's the truth. That's what happened.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna say one more thing.
Come on,
007. Since you've been taking your shots on my Yankees all day, all I'm gonna say to you is this: even if y'all win tonight, we still got a better record than y'all do.
At least
we swimming upstream. Y'all just treading water. Sorry,
Oreos been up on top and y'all on the bottom like that.
You're not an Orioles fan. Stop trying to jump on any flight that's going out that's other flying.
The Oreos are WD.
Stay on your plane, and your plane is on the runway. Ain't doing nothing.
That's why y'all going fishing.
Mom Betty said shout-out to the Oreos.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Is she just coming in? Because that's why she said it.
She said because y'all gave her a good amount of time today.
Shout out to your Oreos.
I ain't said nothing about your team today.
Yeah.
And you jumping on over here talking about you want the Yankees to keep losing. I ain't said nothing about the Nats.
I'm
gonna tell you right now, 007. I expect it out of you.
Right.
I
got on here before you today, so I had to throw it out there, you know. I need y'all to keep doing what y'all doing, man. Don't start winning now when we play y'all in these next three games.
It ain't gonna help y'all none.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
Mm-hmm.
Sweep
y'all.
Yeah,
so you know what, Tang?
What's up, 57?
Huh?
What's up, 57?
You
some you I know well.
Yeah.
What?
I like you better when you was just learning the game.
Hey, yo.
Hey, you can't keep a man down. You can't. Hey, listen, Tang no sports, so eventually he's going to come around. You knew that.
I knew.
And then you talk about it all the time with him, so you know you're going to catch on.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Then look, he's taking secret lessons at home.
They know secret lessons. He already gave you the crown, so he already told me it was you, not me.
Yeah, you. Hey, sis, you can't tell me nothing. Y'all still doing extra credit work at home, huh?
Extra credit work.
That's what's up. Well, hey, winter ball is coming, y'all. First fall ball, and then winter ball, and.
Amen.
Like we said, the ball does strange things when the winter comes around. So we'll be ready for this hitting or pitching exhibition, whichever way it comes to us. All right?
Right.
All right, y'all.
Yeah.
Hey,
Kale.
Go ahead.
Can I give a shout-out real quick to Little League World Series Baseball. If you ain't been watching it, please tune in. They got some great teams out there. They're playing good. They got a girl out there called Stella. They call her Stella and the Fellas. They playing for to go to the championship. It's some good Little League World Series out there. If you haven't caught it, you know, try to, you know, get some in if you can.
Right. Yeah, As 007 mentioned, it was great seeing those kids in the stand. And now, most of them was rooting for Philly. I'll give them that. Most of them was rooting for Philly. But just to see their excitement and enthusiasm that they brought to the ballpark, it was a good feeling. It was a good feeling. Yeah. And I'm sure some of the players noticed and felt it as well and did everything that they could do to put on a good show for those children, you know. Shout out to MLB for recognizing those kids and making them a part of it because, what's the song? I believe the children are our future. Well, it's so many future. So many future baseball players and heads were in this weekend. So that's a good thing. Whoever thought of involving those children, great move. Kudos to you. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. All right, when we come back, USA Men's Basketball. That was for all my Marlboro people.
Yeah.
That was for all my Marlboro family here on the corner. All right, the USA men's basketball. On August 7th, they played Puerto Rico. They won 117-74 in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
August 12th, Slovenia. In Malaga, Spain, they won 92-62. August 13th, they played Spain in the same city of Spain. They won 98-88. August 18th versus Greece in Dubai, 108-86. And Germany, they played Germany in Dubai, 99-91. Their next opponent is New Zealand, then Greece, and Jordan. So, that USA basketball team, man, they kicking butt and taking names, man. They ain't playing with these people, you know. Trees, do me a favor and look that roster up. See,
okay.
My call. Let's bring Brother Ted in. We're talking this USA basketball. Ted, I know you done caught one or two of them games.
Yeah, I caught the other day, and Germany was giving them hey, first of all of all, hey, Kale's Corner family, everyone, Lady T and Kale. They've been playing all right, but they got to tighten up on their defense, man, and I don't think they're big enough, man. They got Kelser as their center. You know, he okay, but then you're trying to put Bankero as your center. That's putting him out of position, and he's seeming lost. And then they coming together, man, but they got to tighten up on defense. And then they got Jalen Brunson, got to move that ball more, so he got shooters on his team now. I mean, I see Ingram in the game, and Jalen Brunson, they're like taking three shots in a row, you know, and Ingram looking for the ball, you know. And so it's just a lot of things they need to just tighten up. But Anthony Edwards, that's the man. That young boy from Minnesota, he doing his thing, man. You know?
Yeah.
So, the roster is, you guys, not to cut you guys off, but the roster is Paolo Banchero from the Magic, Malik Bridges from the Nets, Jalen Brunson from the Knicks, Anthony Edwards, Timberwolves, Tyrese Halliburton, Pacers, Josh Hart, Knicks, Brandon Ingram, Pelicans, Jaren Jackson, Memphis, Cameron Johnson, Nets, Walker Kessler, the Jazz, Bobby Porter, the Bucks, and Austin Reeves, bringing up the end, is from the Lakers. And that is the USA basketball men's team.
I've been hearing, Ted, to go over your point, Ted. I've been hearing about Anthony, man. They said that boy is balling out of control, and people are saying that they can't wait until next season to see what he exactly brings to the NBA game. Just to throw a little piece in there. Go ahead.
Cat, and what's the name of them got to step up with him because he came in as a rookie player, you know, and then last year he don't take off no games unless he's injured, man. He's got to be injured. But other than that, he's playing every game and every minute pretty much. And Cat bull jabbing around, and then also the center that they got from Utah, the dude from France. You know what I'm talking about, man. Him. Okay, so they got to get it together, man. And I don't know why they had traded Jones, which is with the Wizards now. They should have never had got rid of that point guard. You know, but they gonna be all right. But as far as they small. Like the lineups, that whole roster you just named, you only got one center, true center. That's Kelsler, and he ain't really that great now. Cause, and they also going against pros. Germany got four or five players in the NBA that played in the NBA. You know, Schroeder, Theis, the Wagner brothers. You know, and they had another guy that's a journeyman in and out. And so they got other teams, Spain, other teams, Puerto Rico, they got NBA players. So, you know, NBA got to come with it. And then they got some, and those teams been playing together for a long time, you know, because they're in the professional league in that sense. But only ones that hadn't been playing is the ones that be playing with the pros, then they come on over, you know. But, man, yeah, they doing good, but they got to tighten up. But I wanted to, could I please, I missed the Yankee thing. I know I was next, Kel, but I'm trying to pack, and I didn't want to, you know, interfere with making noise and stuff. So, but, man, y'all can't get the Yankees no break, man. How y'all get 57 a break, man? You know, they got a record. They broke a record. They broke a record of losing 8 in a row. You know what I mean? So man, they don't break. You know, they was on top a long time, but that was like in the '50s, ain't it? 60s.
Oh,
a long time ago. Babe Ruth was doing his thing. But real talk, real quick. Like y'all, everything y'all pointed out, man, was right on point. You know, as far as with the Yankees, Jeter, and none. They was playing small ball then. They was hitting. They was putting the ball in play. You know, and then they had good pitching. You know. So that's the key. Like you said, you got to have both. Good pitching, and you got to be able to put that ball in play. If you ain't got no, can't hit that home run, like you said, when the time comes, you got to just be able to manufacture runs, you know, and stuff. So whoever's doing that is going to be okay. Another thing, Kel, my Betty, don't go for Kel stuff. He's tricking y'all. He said he don't like nothing about Baltimore, but he wants you to have the best pitchers. Don't go for it.
Oh.
Don't go for it, all right?
And no,
one more
I'm,
big
just
brother,
stating,
look,
I'm just stating facts. I'm just stating facts. That's all.
You put the voodoo on them. They winning without them, so they doing good without what they got.
And you were talking about Rudy Gobert. You were talking about Rudy Gobert.
I did not say
exactly. And Kale. You better stay off them sodas, man. You know better than that, man. I don't care how good they are. You better stay off the sodas. I'm out, man.
One peach soda at dinner ain't bad.
You better get a sugarless peach. You better get a sugarless peach, all right?
I'm going to look for it.
Okay.
Until then.
Okay.
It's so BP. I'm sorry. So, hey, listen, y'all.
So far, the USA team ain't missed a beat. Like, they undefeated right now.
Yeah.
So,
whatever
they're doing is working.
Let me ask y'all this. New Zealand, Greece, and Jordan, which one of these guys you think will be the toughest competition for this men's USA team?
Greece.
I think they already had it with the Germans.
I seen Greece earlier this year because they was playing some other team, and they look legit.
Yeah.
I think they the most one to be a threat to the United States. But they're going to make that one major
jump. Oh, yeah.
The third one.
The one that plays with the Bucks, the one that plays with Giannis, they got him for sure. I know on that team, you know.
Okay.
I'm not saying they have been winning, but they got to tighten up on some defense because I saw the Germany game. Germany was whooping their butt all the way to the third quarter until what's the name came in and hit that corner jumper, white boy from Lakers, Austin Reeves. He came in. Then Anthony hit two jumpers. He either hit two or three jumpers, you know, and Halliburton hit one long jumper. But Halliburton taking too many long jumpers for me, you know. He wanted to be at the hash line, you know, and pull up. You know, but like I say, they're gonna need to tighten up on some things on their defense, and they might be too small for them other teams, but they got goal and they doing their thing. But like I say, Anthony pulled them out, you know. Anthony pulled them out because he hit like three threes, man. I mean, was just gunning them and playing good defense, you know. So. Yeah, and getting rebounds. But Germany that's how they had to come back. You see, they only won by 8 or so, but they had to make a comeback.
Right. Hey. On you, Darius. Come on, Darius. What are you saying
What's up, D-Mo?
Or seeing from this USA basketball team?
How y'all doing? How everybody going?
Hey.
What's up?
All right. What's up?
I see. Once they put the politics to the side and let Anthony Davis, Edwards go ahead and start, I think the team then came to like a really complete team, honestly, if you ask me. Because he's the only one that's not a Nike guy. So, I mean, once they put that to the side and just let Ant go ahead and shine and let him do him, you can see the team is playing up to their potential. At first, when they put this team together, I did not like the team at all. But right now, when you see them play together, you can actually see them actually enjoying each other. You see Bobby Portis playing with a lot of passion. You see Bridges playing his game. Me personally, I see they could really walk through this because they playing together as a unit. It's not just one person. You got Reeves coming in doing what he's supposed to do. Honestly, from top to bottom, they all doing what they're supposed to do, in my opinion. Basketball, you got hiccups in the games and stuff like that. But when they start clicking, they click, and they click at a very high level. Once they get going, it's really hard to stop them. That's what I'm noticing. Even when Jalen Brunson get going, it's hard to stop. As y'all know, I don't really like Jalen Brunson. I came on the show and criticized him a lot. But in these games, I've been seeing him take over. Whereas though, like, he's coming down. He in the mid-range game. I see him really playing that point guard, being that point guard for these guys, for the young guys. And me personally, I think I really like this team. I really do. I like Josh Hart. I like all these guys.
Yeah.
And I got another question because he just brought up baseball. He brought up baseball. When y'all say, because I've been watching a lot of baseball recently, and I think this is the only place I hear when y'all say small ball, when the team is playing small ball. I don't really hear that. Like, even when I'm listening to the games, I don't hear, like, the commentator saying a team playing small ball. Or like when I asked this group chat, this Discord chat, like what is in baseball, like if a team is playing small ball, what is it? And I kind of got laughed at. It's like they didn't know what I was talking about. So like when y'all say a team is playing like a small ball, because I know what small ball is in basketball. Like what is it in baseball? I don't really understand that term.
Small ball is not hitting home runs. Small ball is bunting the man. After the guy gets walked and they bunt him over to advance the base, he steals third and somebody hit a single to knock him in. It's manufactured runs. It's not long. It's not the three-run homer, the grand slam, and all that. It's manufactured runs. It's an old-school term because
your first hitter.
Okay.
Your number one hitter. Your starting off hitter. To be the man that's trying to get on base. All he wants to do, in old school, all he wants to do is get on base. And then once he gets on base, it's for the next player to move him on down around until they get him to home plate. Like Cap just said, that's small ball. Very few teams play that anymore, you know?
That's why they've already and then a lot of people, whatever chat you're in, they're probably young, and they don't know those terms because they're young.
It's definitely a young chat. It's guys that, they sports and things
that's
of
why.
That nature. So, yeah, so
that's
I ask them, just trying to learn. I'm learning, taking the information. I hear what y'all be saying, and I, take information and go with it.
Old school,
hey, there is.
Who knows how
small
to
ball,
do that.
Small ball don't sell tickets either. You feel me?
They don't sell small ball, no.
People don't come for bunting and walking. And they want to see home runs. They want to see triples, doubles off the fence. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the most glamorous deal. So this broadcast is not even going to hit
you. I'm sorry, but what if you win it, Cap? What if you win it, though?
If you win, that's good. But I'm talking about what sells tickets. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Darius trying to learn.
I hear you.
Listen, real quick. It's like trying to learn basketball for the first time.
You want to see run and gun. You want to see three-pointers. You don't want to see nobody backing nobody down for 5 seconds, turning around and trying to score. You want to see Curry pulling up from the dot, Dame Lillard. You want to see them launching threes. You feel me? That's what it's kind of like.
And I'm going to say this. Fans want to see home runs and want to see the ball flying out. But pure baseball fans and coaches know that small ball can be played anytime. It's never out there.
Yeah.
You can win by the home run, and you can lose by the home run. But you can always win playing small ball if you do it correctly.
Atlanta does that real good.
Let me say this. That small ball has more strategy. So if you are a strategist, the type of person that like to see anything besides the home run, that small ball requires strategy, man. That's why a lot of people are into it, as they are, like Cap said, the doubles off the fence, the home runs and stuff like that. Because when you start getting into the strategy of the game, a lot of people get bored with it. A lot of people get, oh, what are these buttons for? As if they don't see the man being moved from first to second off of that button. Mm-hmm. Now he's stolen third. You got a player in scoring position now. You know?
That's the chance
of the game. That's the strategy side of the game. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Whoever I fell off.
No, that's good. That's like I was just piggybacking off what you were saying, Darius. I mean, Kale, for Darius. Like, that's the chess part of the game. Like, you know, just to get him to base and move him around the base, you know, without hitting a home run or without – just put the ball in place and get the person on base. You know, just keep doing that over and over and over, and then you manufacture runs like that, bunts and stuff like that. That's the shit of small ball.
But also,
can I add this?
You know, and not to say that, you know, that home runs, that they're not good at your news, because that's what you got your cleanup man for, your fourth batter and stuff. Because like you say, you're manufacturing your runs with your first, second, third batter. Your fourth batter is like, supposed to be your cleanup man. After you get them on first, that's when your power man comes, you know, and that's when you want that home run you need it. But other than that, like I say, you need people to put the ball in play, man. You know, and you guys are actually absolutely right. You guys
That's why the lineup is so important. That's why how they have people in the lineup is so important about where people hit the, you know, where people come up to bat first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. When people come up to bat like that, it's a strategy to that because they want the person to hurry up and get the next person on base or bring the next person home.
And how they walk somebody to get to the next person or this. Like you say, it's chess. Like life is chess. It's a chess game, you know what I'm saying? And you got to maneuver and strategize, and the managers got to do their thing, and everything got to come together.
Give me a team full of Ricky Hendersons, guys who know how to bunt, hit singles, steal bases. And any day over a team full of Aaron Judge who only know how to hit home runs.
Your greatest
baseball are not home run hitters. They are guys Ted Williamson and I can't remember the guy's name then. He used to play for the San Diego Chargers that was one of the greatest hitters in the game.
Tony Gwynn, Japanese guy that played with Seattle.
Never hit home runs, but he was one of the greatest hitters in the game. It's your small ball in this game.
Ishiro,
there you go. My man, Ishiro.
Like my Betty
said.
But King
Griffey was nice, too.
Like my Betty said, her O's pitcher, he pitched really, really slow. Like he don't pitch those 100 and, you know, those 95 to 100. He don't pitch like that. He pitch 70. Yeah, he pitched 75 to 80, but he always strike them out. Like they always get struck out. He always gets the job done, and that too could be considered into that
frame
of small ball.
And you know what? That used to drive me crazy.
Crazy.
Levon Hernandez, when he was a pitcher for the Nets, Hernandez would throw the slowest ball I've ever seen. Yeah. And I'm like, how are these guys not hitting them? Because they're used
see,
to their bats. Yes, exactly.
Wayfield,
they're used to their bats being sped up. They're not used to a guy coming out throwing 67, 70 miles an hour, being able to have adequate timing
43.
On that. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. 43. I'm telling
you, Levon
Hernandez used to drive me crazy, man. He's because, and you know, it was no timer back then. So
back then, yeah.
That bama would take as long as he want, then deliver the slowest pitch in baseball. All right, y'all. Great conversation.
He was one of the reasons why they had to speed the game up. He was one of the reasons why they had to speed the game up because of him.
You know, for those of you who want to know, New Zealand is scheduled August 26th. Greece is August 28th. And Jordan is August 30th. That's for the men's, and it's on. All of them will be on ESPN2. That's New Zealand on the 26th, Greece on the 28th, mm-hmm. Jordan on the 30th of August, ESPN2, for those who want to know. All right, y'all. Great, great baseball, basketball talk. It's football time. Yatta bye.
Hostess with the mostest, Kale. Okay?
All right.
So if y'all still haven't heard that name, y'all better watch out. 9 wins, guys. 9 wins. 1 name left. I don't know if y'all figured it out yet, but we're going to go ahead and get that to Reese Cup. Reese Cup has won.
Congratulations.
Third week of preseason goes to our
second
own Reese Cup.
She cheated, y'all. She cheated.
She did not cheat off your paper, bro.
She made sure she didn't pick one of them.
I told y'all that didn't sound like Reese.
Reese,
you got to come in. You got to come in for that one, Reese.
Y'all got to get up off my sis now. Y'all got to get up off my sis.
It was two times. So our lady, Miss Reese, has won because it was two ties. This week, the Browns and the Eagles, they tied it up, and the Bengals and the Falcons tied it up, so that exited out. So Reese has won the third week of preseason. Reese, what you got to say to my girlfriend?
Congratulations.
You're welcome, girl.
Congratulations.
You're a bammer. Be a bammer, y'all.
That's why. Y'all know what a Bama is? A Bama. And the dictionary says a well-dressed person. So, Reese, you are the Bama of the week. Well-dressed
person. Yeah. It was said out of love.
Absolutely.
I said that out of love. Yeah. Reese, you Bama.
Yeah.
Hey, I have something to say about that game yesterday.
Out over there.
go ahead, 007. Go ahead.
Well, although I'm happy for the Burgundy and Gold victory yesterday, I'm disappointed at one thing. Ron Rivera calling that timeout to ice his own kicker. I have a problem with that.
I almost broke my TV, man. I almost broke my TV. And let me say this. I don't care that it was a preseason game and everybody saying it was meaningless, this and that and the third. If you heard Paul Ball's press conference after that game, that Bama was, and I don't mean Bama in an endearing term, that Bama was in all feelings mean. You understand me? He was mad. He started going on the reporters in the room talking about y'all was the ones hyping up the streak. And so don't sit here and tell me that this game didn't mean anything because you guys were the ones constantly discussing what this win streak meant, you know. So he went off. He went off on folks because he was like, you know, now that we've lost, everybody trying to make it seem like it's nothing to it. He was like, if I had the chance to play this game again, I would do everything to make sure my team does not lose. Come on in here, big boy. Come on in here, big boy.
How you doing?
What's up, big boy?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm on here with my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What's up, man?
Y'all look good, though, bro.
I'm talking
to you.
I said hello.
Y'all
yeah,
need to mute your
four
background.
What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah,
I'm in the store right now. Give me 1 minute to get out of here.
Okay.
I'm about to walk out the door.
Okay.
All right, we're going to put you on hold for a second. Come on in here, Kirby. What's up, Kirby?
Hey, everybody. That was a good game. That's probably the best preseason games that I've seen in a long time. Showing up.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I was especially happy with our quarterback Sam Howell, and Fromm kind of surprised me. Like Fromm is learning a lot from Eric. Georgia.
Jake Fromm, Georgia.
No, I know where he's from.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kirby. Don't play 007. No
I know. Well, I mean, like, it's hard to battle wits with a person that's unarmed. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's very hard.
Fired. Shot of fire.
But, no, I'll tell you what, times are hard, man. I went last week I went into the bar and I said, TGIF, and got a drink, and this Mexican guy says, S-P-I-T. I said, what? I said, TGIF. He said, S-P-I-T. I said, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. He says, S-P-I-T. Stupid pendejo is Thursday.
Oh.
You know what,
yeah.
Kirby?
I
go back to
you stupid. You stupid.
I can't with you, Kirby.
But that was good.
Come on, though. Rev, Pete. Come on in, Rev. What's happening, Rev?
Oh, here coming
in,
Rev.
Uh-oh.
How you doing, Rev? Hey, Rev, what's happening?
Y'all saw me? I was just listening right now. How you know I wanted to talk? I would have pressed one if I wanted to talk. I was just listening. I can't listen. I can't put my ears through the street. Ha, ha, see how you doing? Pass out the praise. Pass out the praise. I got butterscotch today. I got butterscotch, but you know, earlier when I was going, hi, Kirby, how you doing? After the 7 a.m., everybody in Kale's Corner. But I was on B Mitch and Finney today, and I was speaking about preseason. And part of my message was that we preseason our meat before we cook it, right? The chicken, the pork, the beef, the ham, the ribs.
That's right.
All that
That's
we
right.
preseason, right? When we in the relationship,
marinate.
We preseason our significant other, right? We try to find out what it is that makes them click. So that we can get down with it, whether you be a male or female, right? You got a preseason. So once you finish preseason it, right, and the season has been applied, then the joy comes because you taste the fruit of the labor. You understand what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
Makes you
sense.
Feel the
Makes
fruit
sense.
Of the labor. And while others are out in the pasture, you know what I'm saying? You can eat good. You know why? Because you have been seasoned well. So what you
That's
saw
right.
yesterday was the foundation of an offense that has been seasoned well.
Seasoned.
What you saw yesterday was the foundation of a defense that has been seasoned well. A special team that has been seasoned well. Because if you were a real fan of this thing we call Burgundy Gold, you've seen scenarios before, even in preseason, where it's lackadaisical, where it's club man, where it's kick your legs up and smoke a cigar, and then we'll try to show up on game one. So if you ask me, the Reverend, you ask me what I saw yesterday. I saw the hamburger starting to cook. I saw the hot dog starting to cook. I saw the chicken starting to cook. I saw the pork chop starting to cook. I saw the slab starting to simmer on the grill. But most of all, even in my absence, even with my personal transgressions with an organization, what I saw from a fan base, what I saw from the players, everybody is buying into it. And I don't give a damn what the name is. Redskin, Washington football team, monkey ass of an ass. At the end of the day, hold on, come on, Mox with me. At the end of the day, with the name that team in Washington, right here in the DMV, the football team, is going to be able to stand on, is winning. Once they start winning, then they'll get a name for themselves.
But until then, they the Washington Commanders. The Commanders look good. The fans look good. The players look good. And guess what? Y'all look good. And at the end of the day, y'all know who I am. The people's hype man, say it with me. Now y'all going to take my ass and go season these pizzas, and I'll talk with y'all later. See what I mean? You got a preseason. You got a preseason before they heat them. I'll talk to y'all later, Bamas. Watch with me.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Two, I
you
like
got all
this
out
thrill.
Of one preseason game?
I like that.
That is
I got
crazy.
Two. That's a lot
I
of
notice
cooking.
Notice he mentioned the notes.
Why is it crazy? Why is it crazy? When we're talking about a team who hasn't produced like this in years, why is it
like
crazy
what?
That when you see them with the fight, winning besides the coach, trying to ice his own daggone kicker, the defense that stood up and bent and didn't break on triple drive. All of this is stuff that Washington fans have been clamoring for years. So excuse us if we get a little happy to finally see what we've been wanting to see for a long time, bro. For, hey, you have a tattoo that you talked about removing. Why? Because they were some garbage. Because they were some garbage. They didn't look like garbage last night, bro. They didn't look like. How many times have we seen Washington get a ball back in the fourth quarter and blow it? Wet the bed. We've seen them do this consecutively. Now, what I will say, Baltimore helped with the pass interference. Call where they tackled our receiver. But at the same time, it was a lot of holding calls on Baltimore that were either ignored or the ref just swallowed his whistle. We won.
And Deami Brown got kneed in the back of his head.
So,
yeah.
Y'all really got all of this for this preseason game. That's what I'm really asking. Like, okay, it wasn't. Y'all didn't go against no Odell. Look at matter of fact, I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and go crazy. Go crazy, celebrate. Because everything will turn back around, go 0-0. And when that starts. I'm gonna come in here and I'm gonna talk what I gotta talk. I'm gonna say what I gotta say. But right now I'm gonna let y'all go ahead.
You can't go.
Now go and celebrate.
You can't go. You have no team. You have no team.
I have a team. That's my team.
Oh yeah.
I have a team.
You have no team, no, bro.
I have a team. I can tell you my team right now.
You said on Kale's Corner. Every year, whoever wins the Super Bowl is your team.
It's your
That's
team.
What, okay, so you just proved my point. I have a team. Do teams win the Super Bowl every year?
The Super Bowl
has
been played this year.
No, you just proved my point.
It has not been played
they
this year.
Blue like a bug.
So you have no
every
team.
Year, a team has to win the Super Bowl. So every year, I have to have a team.
Tell me
let him say his team.
Team.
He said he got – let him say what team he has right now.
Kansas City?
Well,
Kansas City is the team.
Okay.
And we got the offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy, too. And he called a great game. I love that two-minute drill before the halftime. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
I'm standing on my statement, Darius. Until you pick a team to go to the Super Bowl right with that team, you have no team. Because you don't even know who's going to be in the Super Bowl this year. Super Bowl has not been played for this 23-24 season. And this is the part that I was saying to you when you said, I don't have a team. I win every year. But you didn't choose that team at the beginning of the season.
Let me prove my point. I have all the teams except for your team in the start of the year. And then when we get to the playoffs, we get to eliminate themselves. That team don't exist. What are you talking about?
You got two on my team, bro. When you show that tattoo, don't nobody say why you got that Arizona Cardinal on you. Nobody say why that Kansas City Chief spearhead on you. No, they ask you what made you get that Washington tattoo, bro. Stop it, bro.
AKO, I live this life, my life, every day, right?
Right.
Nobody don't ask me about my tattoo at all. That's one, right? Two, like I said, I'm a fan of every team except for your team in the beginning of the year. When the playoffs come, they get to eliminating themselves. And then I'm left with one team. That's my team. I can't help it that your team is just pure garbage and don't do nothing, don't produce year after year. You sit there and you be a fan of this BS. I can't help it.
Well, let me celebrate, bro.
I told you before I said anything, I'm letting you celebrate. You can say whatever you want to say.
You can say whatever you want to say, but the truth is that Baltimore wanted to win that game. They wanted to continue their 24-game winning streak. It was something important to them, and we snapped it. And we went head-to-head, toe-to-toe with a playoff team that's been in the playoffs 5 straight years.
You did not go to the playoff team.
It was Division III players out there. We didn't try to win that game, man. It was Division III players out there.
That's what I was saying. But you guys have won 24 preseason games with those Division III players. And you lost last night.
Yes, sir.
24 games with those guys, and we didn't hear one word about who they were when you guys were winning.
No, I never boast about preseason. Not me. Never.
This is why people hate this, like Washington fans. Y'all really, even when y'all caught the interception. Look what y'all did when y'all caught the interception. Y'all ran to go get inside the cameras like y'all won a Super Bowl. Y'all didn't win anything. It didn't mean anything.
Have you been watching preseason football so far, every game where a team intercepts or recovers a fumble, the whole defense runs to the end zone.
Y'all was ready to go sign autographs. Y'all players was ready to sign autographs. They coming in the crowd. They were doing everything like they just wanted it all. We were doing what everybody does.
See, it's people like you who hate the Redskins that come with those type of comments. It's people like you.
The funny thing to me
is by some chance this team ends up in the Super Bowl, you better not part your lip to say, and if they win, you better not part your lip to say nothing.
Let me let you know this right now. I will jump off my roof if y'all even make it that far. Y'all not making it that far. We're going to get to the playoffs. Y'all got Eagles. Y'all got Cowboys in y'all division. What are y'all smoking?
That's a pretty high roof.
Y'all smoking crack.
That's a pretty high roof over there. You better get a parachute.
You better get a fireman, man.
Man, we got to go live. This is beautiful.
Yeah, we going live. Hey, Cap, I will go live. I will
just make it, you'll jump off the
if
roof.
If they just make it. If they
clear.
Just make it. If they just make it.
Priest,
we,
I need you to write
we can hold the whole. We can, I'm already
Kill.
On it. Kill.
Oh,
we
man,
can
let
host
me
the
write
whole event
down.
With me jumping
oh,
off to watch y'all
right
play.
Hold
we can host the whole event, which I eat chicken, which I want fish. We can host the whole dinner.
Nah, you know what? You know what? I'm not going to let it go that far, boy. I'm not going to. I don't want you to hurt yourself. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Yeah, we don't want you to hurt yourself, G. We don't want you to hurt yourself.
I'm not
going to
hurt myself.
That's
the whole point.
You ain't
got to
worry about it.
That's the whole
yes,
point. I'm not going to hurt myself.
Yes, you are.
Hey,
yes,
Darius, how old are you now? How old are you? Because when I was a young man, I used to be able to jump off roofs, but now once you get past 25 or 2021, you done, man. them knees ain't going to take that shock. I'm going to tell you, them knees ain't going to take that shock, bro. Ain't no jumped and rolled, jump, tuck, and roll. No, man.
That was good. That was good, though. That was good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
I'm about to drink some wine or drink a couple of mugs. 57.
He's still here. He like that
thing. Cause he sure was tickled when y'all was talking about the Redskins. He was laughing. I don't hear him no more. I guess the Yankees got him. He just reflecting on them.
them terrible Yankees. Well, I was gonna tell him. I was gonna tell 57, you know, I'm 76 years old and I was a Yankees fan back in the '50s when I was a little boy. And the Yankees had Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris had home run hitters and they were the most powerful team and best team and all this and they in the World Series the Pirates beat them playing small ball. Beat them in the World Series. It was the biggest upset of the year right there. I mean it was something else.
Nah.
I sat down and cried.
But y'all got my man over there on y'all team, though, my man's son, Frank Gould.
Cool.
So y'all got Derek Gould.
Yeah.
Number 30.
He won good yesterday.
He had a hell of a run and a stiff arm that was great. But Patterson, he and Patterson are fighting for that final running back spot, you know, I think
Patterson's
he's going to beat him out just for the fact that he's been here.
We'll take
he's
him.
He's been here.
His father is in the front office, so we'll take him.
Yeah, I know.
We're gonna cut some 6'8" wide receivers.
Yeah, Hodges.
Yeah.
And what's that boy named? Wild Goose.
He need to go too.
You are. And I don't know how Kendall Fuller keeps the job here with his one arm trying to tackle at the end zone. Man, are you crazy?
Y'all better hope McLaren all right. Y'all better hold McLaren all right, because I swear y'all kept that
he's
man
fine.
In there too long. He shouldn't even have been in that game.
He
was leaving.
He's fine.
He was hurting.
He's got a sore toe.
Well, okay, you can put that jinx on us if you want to. If that makes you feel good.
That
was
my injury. You done get
hey,
injury. Come on, you got plantar fasciitis.
Kirby said he had an injured toe. I said you better hope it's not plantar fasciitis. That's all I said.
Okay.
I just hope it's not turf toe. Turf toe was undefeated.
What's up, boy?
So Jonathan Ogden out.
I like what I saw. I like what I saw last night. That's what's up with me. I'm like, hey, look, keep doing what you're doing. And I'm looking like the whole Washington nation is on fire about this season. And
that's
it's for a reason. They doing something.
We got the players, we got the coaches. Yeah.
They doing
and the owner.
And the owner,
You saw
owner cool.
Down there on the field. Down at Josh Hurst.
Josh Hurst was everywhere last night. He was on the field. He was up in the box with Troy Aikman and the other dude. I can't say him, but
Joe Buck.
Joe Buck. And he was in the stands with the fans, taking pictures. And hey, listen, I'm telling y'all, it was a preseason game. We're not saying Washington is going to win a Super Bowl. Or Washington, even with the playoffs, are associated. All we're saying as Washington fans, this is the brand of football we have been waiting to see. Playing against a team who had something to play for. I don't care if it was third-string guys, because they were winning with those third-string guys in preseason. Hell, they almost won last night with those third-string guys.
They
so
sure did.
That's out the window for me. To see my team receive the ball and then drive downfield enough for Sly to kick that 49-yard field goal, hey, priceless.
And
he was 1 for 3. Now he's 2 for 4. So, kicking the ball.
We couldn't play who they didn't put on the field. Baltimore thought they was good enough with what they had. They found out otherwise. But we couldn't play nobody else. But who they put on the field. Because I heard people talk about Lamar ain't played. I'm not so. They could have played him, but they didn't.
None of our first round draft picks, defensive linemen, played?
Yes.
You didn't see Sweat. You didn't see Payne. You didn't see Allen. You didn't see Chase Young. None of our top defensive linemen, were out there. None of them.
Great sign.
Yeah. But your first unit was out there. Offense, they was out there.
I was going to say your first unit offense
was out there a long time.
Nobody
a
on
long
first
time.
Unit was on the Baltimore side.
They had something to prove. They had something to prove. That's offense. To prove they are the new coach, a new system. Yeah, I'm going to get you guys all the reps I can. That's how we found out this 6'8" receiver is cut. The ball hitting you in the hands and you dropping it. But we can't trust you. We got guys smaller than you. Dotson, Samuels, So, hey, man, like I said, I know this wasn't a regular season or playoff or even the Super Bowl, but seeing what we wanted to see as fans, it is one more proof to us that we're moving in the right direction, and that's all we want. Just so
you ain't even got to say that. It don't matter what kind of game it was. We took the field and we won it. Bottom line, we took the field. We offered the challenge. We accepted the challenge. And we beat that ass. You say you beat that ass. It was
Y'all going too far, man.
Right.
We ain't rushing and nothing, but we did put a foot up in it, though. We did put a foot up in it, though.
It don't take but a minute.
You won by a field goal, bro. You ain't put no foot in
it.
You won by a barely a field goal with guys.
Wait a minute,
the guys are going to be playing in Japan. Guys going to be playing in Japan if y'all beat last night. Stop.
That Japanese team did enough to beat great.
Are you saying they almost won? Huh?
I'm saying we lost. No, we lost. I'm saying we lost.
All teams. So, look, so a win is a win, right?
Right. You got it, but somebody said they put foot. I'm like, no, it wasn't that deep. That's what I said.
It wasn't that deep.
Well, Captain,
that's 49 deep.
When that
yeah, I picked the Commanders, by the way. I picked the Commanders to win, by the way.
You did.
That was a smart move. But anytime you get them, the folks on the field, and they playing, they wasn't out there joking around. They was out there trying to earn it. They was out there trying to earn a job. We talking about a six-figure job. Forget
that.
Forget about preseason and all that. I'm trying to get my bag.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So let's talk about y'all. I don't mean to cut it short, but listen, we had two ties. What do y'all think about the ties, the Browns and the Eagles and the Bengals and the Falcons? What y'all think about those two games?
Nothing at all.
Nothing?
Nothing at all.
The Eagles, like, that team is some garbage.
Yeah, I mean, Eagles didn't look like themselves to me. They didn't look like themselves in that game.
No,
right.
Let me just run down all of the winners. The Giants beat the Panthers, the Jaguars beat the Lions, the Dolphins beat the Texans, the Steelers beat the Bills, the Colts beat the Bears, the Bucks beat the Jets, and we all picked the Jets.
Right. I was looking at that.
Yeah.
I looked at that.
We all picked the Jets. Threes. But the Titans versus the Titans beat the Vikings. The Chiefs beat the Cardinals. The Patriots beat the Packers. My 49ers with a kickoff, you know, the field goal home, you know, runoff. We beat the Broncos by one. The Raiders beat the Rams. The Hawks beat the Cowboys. The Saints beat the Chargers, and the Washington the Washington Commanders.
Thank you.
Beat the Raiders. Yep.
And,
so it was a lot of unforeseen wins.
That Seahawks Cowboys game, I know it was no Dak, no starting lineman and all of that in there, but they still ran the same scheme, and they still tried the same play. And I don't see McCartney calling the plays being a good move for the Cowboys. I truly don't. I truly don't. I think the Cowboys should go and get a true offensive coordinator. McCartney, as I was watching this game, y'all, I was saying to myself, Jerry Jones setting that man up. Jerry Jones is setting that man up. Because once he gets rid of him, he can say, well, it was his offensive play call. You know what I'm saying? So he already has a built-in excuse to get rid of him. I'm serious. And I was just like, man, McCartney, this is not good for you, bro. This is not good for you.
Is the thing with Rivera? The same thing with him. He's setting himself up to lose.
Well,
icing
you think Rivera's going to be fired? Big Boy, you think Rivera going to be fired during the season, or do you think they're going to let it play all the way out?
They're going to let it play out.
Okay.
No, they both win three. They both not go 1-4.
Hold on, 007. Hold on. Let them get it thought out.
When the thing about it is, when they going through the season, they not going to get rid of him during the season because they not going to disrupt the team like that. They're not going to disrupt the team like that. But they already know the enemy is head coach material. He's head coach material. And if he's going to do it this year, he show.
Right. 007, what you were saying?
Nah, I'm saying they better not go 1-4 as Rivera being the head coach, because if so, he might just have to step down, let EB come in and take over the job. I think he should be coach now, honestly. I mean, what kind of coach we need who can't call a timeout when we need call a timeout?
Exactly.
But, you know, I was the same way, y'all. I was the same way. I could see game by game four, Rivera be out the door, if not by eight. But
yeah.
Big Boy makes a point. He makes a valid point. I think we'll see Rivera's power slowly diminish as the head coach, and how will we see it when the media starts going to Eric Bieniemy instead of Ron Rivera? When all the questions are asked to Eric Bieniemy instead of Ron Rivera, because Joe Buck said it last night. You called the timeout to ice your own kicker?
The thing about it is, with Rivera, you can tell from that move right there, he was, kind of confused as to what they should do. And I'm like, yeah, you kicking the field goal to win the game. That's what the fuck. Excuse me.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. But that's what you do. You win the game. What you
right.
own in the
You pay game to win the game.
Exactly. Yeah. He made it after the item, baby.
All I'm gonna say, we've seen this preseason alone, Ron Rivera has made two crucial mistakes. The first one, making it public knowledge that players were complaining and lying. Because we all know no rookie fighting to get on the team, trying to get that six-figure bag, don't come to you complaining about nothing. They're just going to do what they're told.
I'm working too hard.
Exactly. They're going to do what they're told. And judging by that offensive output last night, Del Rio might need to drop some intensity.
No bull.
And I know the starters weren't in. I get that. But Del Rio, bruh, you got to come on, man, and let that club man atmosphere go. Because this the offensive side is showing you that they're ready to go. That play calling. And that game, that offensive game we watched last night, them boys is ready for the regular season, man. Can we say the same about the Washington defense?
Well, let me ask y'all this. And whoever want to answer can answer. But I heard somebody say, y'all going to put y'all offense in the hands of somebody who ain't got but one game under their belt? And my response was Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, any other good quarterback, they had their first experiences in the NFL at being an outstanding quarterback, Just because he hasn't had that rep don't mean he can't get it. You saw how he played last night. You saw that he was able to make passes on the run. You saw he was able to run himself. You saw him make good decisions. But what is the problem? It don't matter. He ain't got the experience that you think he should have. What matters, he making good decisions when he get a chance to. Yeah. And you know, what y'all think about that?
All I'm going to say is this. I look at the past 5 years of quarterbacks under this Washington football team, and starting last year with this young man, Howe, I've seen better play, better decision-making out of him than even the guy I loved last year, Taylor Heinicke. Taylor Heinicke couldn't get the ball downfield. Howe was throwing the ball. It was tip finding the receiver.
Yeah.
Howe was throwing the ball.
123.4.
Go ahead.
I love y'all.
I was going to say 123.4
QBR.
Yeah. Yeah, I know I love y'all, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to have to pick this up on Thursday, you guys. We're going to pick it up, big boy. Come on with the last word, big boy.
Hey, look, like the incomparable Miss TV usually say, I love you more today than I did yesterday. I'm going to love you more tomorrow. Y'all be good on Kale's Corner, because I love you too.
Oh. Hey, big boy,
that's
your progress looks amazing. Your progress sounds amazing. You keep up the good work.
Yeah.
We love hearing you. Look, it's football season, so I know we're going to hear you more and more. So I ain't worried about you. I know you're going to be here. So we got you in our prayers always. And keep everybody else in y'all prayers as well, guys. Don't forget Hermina. Don't forget Kirby. Don't forget Granny. Don't forget Mom Betty. Don't forget everybody, big boy, everybody. Put them in your prayers, guys. Put them in your prayers, okay? All right, you guys. I'm sorry this episode has come to an end, but it was amazing. DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We're going to love on you so much more on Thursday. You're going to feel it. Watch. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Mom Betty says, peace, love, and soul. Don't forget the pop-up, you guys. Don't forget the pop-up, 6016 Allentown Road. It's going to be September the 10th from 2 to 6. It's posted on Kale's Corner, you guys. I love you guys. We'll be right back here on Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp. Kale, you have the very last word.
First, I'm going to say congratulations to Reese for being the winner of this week. Kale's Corner, Lady T Pick Competition. Thursday, we'll be back. We have games to pick, y'all. And if you want to win, put your money in and then your pick. All right? Hey, thank you guys for a great, great, great show. And Big Boy, I love you, man. I love you, man. Know that. And all the rest of you guys, I love you as well. So you guys, come on, check us out Thursday, 5 p.m. We'll be right back doing this sports talk thing like we do. Me and my co-host. Yes, I.
Yeah.
Y'all be good.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Jody and Rebecca, woman, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get diggy. Get drunk, stop, percolate anything you want, because it's hostility if I don't take pity. More to see you get life on the rhythm of my ride. I'm a lyric top of body like electricity. Girl, nobody can do you nothing, because you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them can't vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till the early morn, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till the early morn. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Girl, don't sweat it, don't get agitated. Girl, go and rotate, car anything you want, you know you must get. From me name of it, stand down, easy tension. Girl, run the program, just go and fit it. Yo, have a good time, girl, free up on your mind. Cause nobody care, this man won't let it. Cause you are the number one, girl, wave your hand. Make them see the wedding band. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name, and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till the early morning. Let's get it on, let's get it on till the early morning. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Come on, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get jiggy. Get drunk, stop, percolate anything you want, because it's oscillating if I don't take pity. Want to see you get life when the rhythm is a ride. I'm a lyric top of body electricity. Girl, nobody can tell you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. The ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on.
Stop banging on the damn furnace. You hear me now? This is the last time.
Well, let's get it on till the early morn. Girl, it's all good, just turn me on. Yo, shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, yo? And I better shake that thing, miss. Donna, yo, miss Jody and the one named Rebecca. Yo, shake that thing, yo. Yo, and I shake that thing, yo. And I better shake that thing, miss. Can I touch you? Yeah, hey, yo. When we go to them sexy ladies, want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with